Anna was a young girl who lived in a quiet little village surrounded by green hills and fresh air. Behind her small house was her favorite place in the whole world, a garden she had planted with her own hands. Every morning, before the sun was too bright, Anna carried a clay pot filled with water and gently poured it at the roots of her flowers. She loved watching the drops disappear into the soil, knowing that deep below, tiny roots were drinking it all up. Day after day, her flowers stood taller, their leaves greener, and their petals brighter. The marigolds shone like little suns, the roses swayed with the breeze, and the jasmine filled the air with a sweet perfume. One warm afternoon, Anna sat under the shade of the old guava tree and looked at her garden. A question bloomed in her mind. How do the trees and flowers change every day? Yesterday, a rosebud was closed, and today it was open. A small green shoot had become a leaf. It felt like magic. What she wondered is it was something more. She decided to ask her grandfather, who was planting seeds in the corner of the yard. He smiled at her question and said, "Flowers and trees are alive, Anna. They drink water, breathe air, and soak up the sun. Slowly, they grow, just as you do. It happens little by little, and that is why each day feels like a surprise." Anna's eyes sparkled with wonder. She realized that her garden wasn't just the collection of plants. It was a place full of tiny, beautiful miracles happening every moment. From then on, each drop of water she poured felt like a gift, and each new leaf or bloom felt like a thank you from nature itself. And so, Anna kept tending her garden, with love in her hands and curiosity in her heart, knowing that growth, whether for flowers or people, was something worth caring for every single day.